From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. A top British government investigator says Russian President Vladimir Putin likely approved the assassination of dissident Alexander Litvinenko. Robert Owen, a retired judge serving as the inquiry's chairman, said Thursday his year-long investigation had confirmed the Russian state was responsible for poisoning Litvinenko with radioactive polonium-210 in 2006. The dissident was exiled in Britain after criticizing Putin. British Prime Minister David Cameron said the report justifies Britain's sanctions against Russia.
And this report confirms what we've always believed and what the last Labour government believed at the time of this dreadful murder, which is it was state-sponsored action.
Russia's foreign ministry spokeswoman Maria Zakharova said that Putin's government regrets what she called a purely criminal case, has been politicized and darkened the general atmosphere of bilateral relations. Here in Washington, the White House said it would not rule out relevant further steps following the British inquiry's conclusion on the death of Litvinenko. Secretary of State John Kerry had a full schedule Thursday at the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland, with meetings on efforts to launch a political transition in Syria, the plight of Americans missing in Iraq, and the fight against Islamic State. The secretary also defended new U.S. sanctions against Iran.
We think they've been used judiciously and effectively, and we're ready to move on now to put to test the willingness of Iran and other countries in the region to try to reduce tensions and move in a different direction.
The new sanctions were announced against Tehran for its ballistic missile program. This is VOA.